You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning, Emily.
Also with us is Siobhan Egan of Paprika Southern. Hi, Siobhan.
Hello, Emily.
And there's a lot of art to check out this weekend, starting tonight.
Yeah, so Marcus Kenny is having an artist talk at his show at Laney Contemporary. He has an installation of sculptures which uses random materials such as like neon and fishing nets. And so his artist talk is going to be around 6:30, and it's probably going to be really interesting. His work is always really fascinating.
There's also a really cool annual festival at the Jepson Center this weekend.
That would be the Pulse Art and Technology Festival. It explores the intersections between art and technology. It's going to be really cool. They have an exhibit from Keita Takahashi, who created one of my favorite video games, Katamari Damacy. So that's going to be really cool. And they also have an exhibit of video games that were made here in Savannah. And you get to try them out.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
They also have some special curators tours on Friday and Sunday. From what I hear, space is limited on those.
Yeah, so maybe make a reservation.
Definitely.
And also on Saturday at the Jepson, it's Free Family Day. So you can get to go check out some of those activities with Pulse. I think it's from 1 to 4, and you can bring the kids, and there's all sorts of fun stuff for them to do.
Yeah, the exhibits during Pulse, I feel like there's often like interactive stuff, and like I bet it would be really cool for kids to check out.
Definitely.
And then also happening most of the weekend, you can get some laughs.
Yeah, Savannah Comedy Festival is happening. It's presented by Front Porch Improv, and there's events Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So you could probably get to one of those and have a really fun time.
And then on Saturday, Claire, you can have some tasty beer.
Yeah, Saturday is Georgia Beer Day. So several of the breweries in town are doing special events for that. Coastal Empire is doing an oyster roast and has some special beers on tap. And Service is doing beer and yoga, and it's going to have food trucks and live music and a special beer of their own.
Excellent.
That sounds fun.
Who doesn't like beer and yoga?
Yeah, beer, yoga, food trucks. These are all some of our favorite things. and then Saturday night, Claire, there's something that sounds really, really cool.
Yeah, Night at the Museum. Kind of like the movie, but Savannah style, at the Savannah History Museum. You'll get to interact with some of the historic characters of Savannah. This is a great place to bring the kids, and you'll be able to also go to a screening of the Night at the Museum movie.
Then finally on Sunday, we've got a celebration of our beloved endangered right whales.
Yes, it's Whale Week. This is a celebration of the right whale. It's the state marine mammal of Georgia. That's going to be held out at Oatland Island. They're going to have a yoga session that follows the journey of the right whale. And there will also be some artwork made by local students.
That sounds both intriguing and adorable, respectively. and also, of course, there's a chance to try out some great local restaurants at the moment.
Oh, yes. We've got two different restaurant weeks going on right now. It's Eat It and Like It's restaurant weeks until February 2nd, and Tybee's restaurant week runs through this weekend as well.
Sounds like a good opportunity to try out some restaurants you haven't been to yet.
Yes. Well, Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Siobhan Egan of Paprika Southern, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend, ladies.
You too.